إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد: باب ما جاء في حماية المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم حمى التوحيد وسده طرق الشرك. I welcome all of you. We'll continue reading from the explanation of كتاب التوحيد from الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. The chapter before the last in this book, Alhamdulillah, is about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم protecting Tawheed, because it's important for a person to protect his Tawheed. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم protecting the Tawheed and blocking all avenues that leads to shirk. And Abdullah ibn al-Shikhir radiallahu anhu, wa huwa Abdullah ibn al-Shikhir ibn Awf ibn Ka'b ibn Maqdan al-Hurayshi aslama yawm al-Fath wa lahu suhbatun wa riwaya. And Abdullah ibn al-Shikhir radiallahu anhu qal: intalaqtu fi wafdi bani Amir ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقلنا أنت سيدنا، فقال أي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السيد الله تبارك وتعالى، فقلنا وأفضلنا فضلا وأعظمنا طولا، يعني عطاء وقدرة وغنى هذا الطول، فقال قولوا بقولكم أو بعد قولكم ولا يستجرينكم الشيطان. رواه أبو داود بسند جيد وصححه الألباني في صحيح أبي داود وذكره أمام أبو داود في باب كراهية التمادح. عبد الله بن الشخير رضي الله عنه said: I proceed along with the delegation of Banu Amir, because he is one of the companions who they become Muslims in the conquest of Mecca. And one of the many things that took place in the conquest that, alhamdulillah, people, they would come in tribes and come and become Muslim, alhamdulillah. Hada fadlullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, I proceed along with the delegation of Banu Amir. Banu Amir is a tribe. Like Banu Asad, Banu Ghatafan, Banu Kada, Banu... Aynam, Banu Amir, to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, so that's what they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are our Sayyid, usually loosely translated to a master in English. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the Sayyid is Allah, blessed and exalted be He. Then we said, and you are the best of us, and the most honorable amongst us. What is this now? When they're talking about, what is that? What is called? Madh, praising Ahsan. They praising him. When somebody comes, they say, you're the best in here, Akhi, MashaAllah, you, Allah Akbar, you're the best of us. What's that? That's madh. Madh. And if somebody comes and say, you're the worst, this and that, what's that? It's the same madh, you just have to switch the meme with not jarh. Jarh is different. Qadh. Ihsant. Qadh. You have madh, qadh. Just the difference is the meme and the qaf, okay? Now, so also they said, they continue, they said, and you are the best of us and the most honorable amongst us. Which is no doubt, that's true. Okay? But the Prophet ﷺ replied, say what you have to say. or part of what you have to say, and do not let shaitan, Satan, make you get carried away. Do not let the shaitan make you carried away. This is a collective Imam Abu Dawood, and Imam al-Albani rahimahu ta'ala agreed it to be sahih, sound, authentic hadith actually, in Sahih Abu Dawood. And Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala, وَغَفَرَ لَهُ وَلِوَالِدَيْهِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ, he mentioned this hadith in his Sunan, in the chapter of Karahiyat al-Tamadah. It is dislike to praise one another. مناسبة هذا الباب الكتاب التوحيد. Now we read the relevance of this chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed. In other terms, why Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab رحمه وتعالى introduced this chapter here in Kitab al-Tawheed. قال شيخ صالح حفظه الله بيان أن التوحيد لا يتم إلا بتجنب كل قول يفضي إلى الغلو في المخلوق. بيان أن التوحيد لا يتم إلا بتجنب كل قول يفضي إلى الغلو في المخلوق ويخشى منه الوقوع في الشرك. He said in this chapter, the author, Shaykh Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, emphasizes the point that a Muslim cannot fully adopt the creed of monotheism, Tawheed, unless he avoids saying which results in showing excessive praise for a creature. You know, that may lead finally to falling into polytheism, wal'iyadu billah, which is may lead to falling into polytheism. Look at the Christians. غَلَوْ فِي عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. They went too far, too extreme to Isa until they make him God and make him son of God. Prophet is protecting this Ummah from taking him as God or giving him any divinity. Still with that, you find people still give the Prophet and praise him in a way, A'udhu Billah, that was only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, As-Sayyid here is the one who has the sovereignty over all things. Not just, if you can say the master, but the master of all things. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean as-su'dad. As-su'dad al-tam lillahi azza wa jal. Amma المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, as for the general meaning of this hadith, قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله لما بالغ, not بلغ, بالغ, لما بالغ هذا الوفد في مدح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهاهم عن ذلك, نهاهم عن ذلك تأدبا مع الله سبحانه وتعالى وحماية للتوحيد وأمرهم أن يقتصروا على الألفاظ التي لا غلو فيها ولا محذور كأن يدعوه بمحمد رسول الله كما سماه الله عز وجل. When this delegation, what delegation once again? Which one? Bani Ghatafan? Bani Nadir? Banu Amir. When the delegation of Banu Amir overly praise, they exaggerate. Balagu. They exaggerate. Alhamdulillah. They exaggerate in praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He forbade them to do so. When they exaggerate, he forbade them from doing so. This instruction is intended in order to observe due reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for maintaining the creed of monotheism. And for maintaining the creed of monotheism. Moreover, the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to only use familiar words of praise. Now you can praise, but don't go to extreme and exaggerate. He said, the Prophet ordered them to use familiar words of praise which do not imply immoderation or any prohibitions. So the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to say, like in other narrations, to say, and to call him actually in the way Allah named him. Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. Because this is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named him Muhammadun Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ أي نعم وعبد عبد الله وعبد الله ورسول الله. مناسبة الحديث للباب أن فيه النهي عن الغلو في المدح واستعمال الألفاظ المتكلفة التي ربما توقع في الشرك. Now the Sheikh give us the reason why Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala chose and selected this hadith amongst this hadith, and there is another one as a proof in this chapter, because this hadith, in it, it is prohibited to exaggerate in praising someone by using unfamiliar words. Don't go to extreme, look for words that shows excessive praise, which may result in falling into piety. And all of those people who now they call others besides Allah from the awliya, or they call them awliya, but not all of those they call awliya are awliya. Some of them are awliya shayateen. Person don't pray upon sihr, upon khurafat and innovation, and they call him waliyullah. Hada waliyu shaytan. Waliyullah. Awliya Allah. Hum alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Those who are sound aqeedah, sound iman, and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting upon His commands to the best of their abilities and staying away from the prohibition, because these are the awliya Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ ثُمَّ ذَكَرْ مَنْ هُمْ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. So the ulama, they mentioned that not everyone that the layman they say is wali, wali, wali. What wali? Naam, sa'a Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. So people, they go to extreme and praise a person, and the layman, they will take that person for something, and begin to come and worship that person. That's how you understand that these things lead to shirk. ما يستفاد من الحديث, some of the benefits of this hadith. يقول الشيخ نم أولا تواضعه صلى الله عليه وسلم وتأدبه مع ربه. This hadith highlights the modesty of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. How modest he was. صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was in a courteous manner towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him with that. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. No doubt the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has the best of all manners and excellent morals. Allah praised him. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, I heard him recently, a couple of months ago, maybe a year or two ago, he gave a talk, and he was talking about the adab and the akhlaq that the da'i should have and adorn himself with. And he says, look at the akhlaq of the Prophet ﷺ. Because of his akhlaq, leniency, gentleness, kindness, forbearance, a lot of people they came to him and accept his da'wah. Even those who they used to fight him before, alhamdulillah, they regret what they've done and they turn and they accept Islam. So it's very important for a person to have good manners, to have sabr, patience, leniency, kindness, gentleness, pardon the people. Not someone who's always going to fight, always going to remember what you did, remember what you didn't do. No, person should be patient, tolerant, lenient with his brothers. And the Prophet ﷺ was that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about him. And also, when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about his akhlaq, قَالَتْ كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His character was of that of the Qur'an. The ulama says, meaning there is not a single good manners and character in the Qur'an except that the Prophet ﷺ displayed it and acted upon it, walhamdulillah. ثانياً النهي عن الغلو في المدح ومواجهة الإنسان به. It is prohibited to excessively praise others, particularly in their presence. So you don't just go to someone, you this, you that, and that break the back. The Salaf, they hate this. Someone come to them and praise them. No, you can say Jazakallah khair, mashallah, barakallahu fiik, kada kada, lakin don't sit right there and read like you're reading a big list. Ayna'am. Thalithan, anna as-su'dada haqiqatu lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأنه ينبغي ترك المدح بلفظ السيد. Mastership belongs to Allah alone. And thus the term Sayyid is not to be used in praise. It's not to be used in praise, the Shaykh Saleh says. رابعا النهي عن التكلف في الألفاظ وأنه ينبغي الاقتصاد في المقال. النهي عن التكلف في الألفاظ وأنه ينبغي الاقتصاد في المقال. Using words that show excessive praises is strictly prohibited, whereas using plain words is highly recommended. Yeah, plain words. You don't have to go to extreme. Try to find and put some lines of poetry together to praise your brother. Say the things you know about him. Aynam. The ulama, they said it's okay to mention someone about things that is on them, but not in his presence, okay? Not in his presence. Amongst others, yes, you can say Jazakallah khair, barakallahu fi, kada. But beware that you go to extreme and just, you, like the shaitan, get you carried out and keep going and then praise him with things that, subhanallah, is not in him. The same way, do not begin to say things about someone and then shaitan let you carry it out and you'll be lying on a person. As Ibn Hibban al-Busti, in his book Rawdat al-Uqala, very nice book, Rawdat al-Uqala of Abu Hatim, he mentioned a statement about Ummu al-Darda. Umm al-Darda radiallahu anha, she was hakima, she was a wise woman. And a man came to her and said to her, I heard a person saying bad things about you. That's not, I know it's not in you. That's not you. SubhanAllah. And he mentioned it in the Bab of al-Namima, that when a person come and try to carry tales to you, you should stop them. Tell them, I don't want to hear it. Why? Okay? This is Namima, people Namam. He's gonna come to you and it's like they're doing you a favor. You see, he's gonna come to you, Akhi, I wanna talk to you after Salat. Now they disturb your khushu'. Look, I wanna talk to you after Salat. It's very important. Don't leave before I talk to you. Now you're like, SubhanAllah, you're in Salat. What he's gonna say? Huh? Nothing good. Right after the Salat, he says, Akhi, so-and-so, or they may even say, they say, couple brothers, Akhi, I just walked in, and they were talking about it. It says, you're this, you're that, you're that. Yeah, if somebody came to you like that, I said, yeah, akhi, the shaitan, like the salaf they used to say, when somebody came to him and said, hey, this is, shaitan couldn't find nobody to use but you in this namima. Because this is namima. So now, usually a person who doesn't have knowledge, and especially in tawheed and the like, what he's going to do? He'll be looking for those people, right? And fight without even trying to understand what happened. No, you tell him, akhi, the shaitan couldn't find no one to use but you. But listen to what Ummu Darda said. When that person came to her and said, hey, somebody, said these things about you, bad things. Look at this beautiful answer. قَالَتْ إِن نُتَّهَمْ بِمَا لَيْسَ فِينَا فَلَطَالَمَا مُدِحْنَا بِمَا لَيْسَ فِينَا إِن نُتَّهَمْ بِمَا لَيْسَ فِينَا فَلَطَالَمَا مُدِحْنَا بِمَا لَيْسَ فِينَا Look at the answer she gave this person. She said to him, if they نُتَّهَمْ مِشْ هَدِي نُتَّهَمْ Forget, I had it on my head. No, not criticize. Al-Muttaham is when a person, they said something about him, but he's innocent of that. What is that? Accused. Ahsant. Accused. She said to him, if they accuse us with things that is not true, why they praise us with a lot of whole things that are not true neither? You see how it is? SubhanAllah. She said, if we are accused with things that are not true about us, well, we've been praised with a lot of things that are not true. Allahu Akbar. Al-Ayyim. Be careful, ya akhwat, from those namamun. Those people who want to spread this. And now they do it in modern way, with the technology. He don't come and talk to you. He's going to send you a text message. A WhatsApp. Twitter. Hey, listen, man. Some people have said this about you, about you. Send them a text and say, Taqillah fi lisanik. You got nothing to do. You finish your Quran, everything. You remember Allah enough. That's all you have to do. I don't want to hear nothing. And that person, tell him also the ulama from like Abu Hatim, he says, and then tell them, why didn't you defend my honor? Why are you coming to talk to me? Why didn't you tell them, instead of sending me this text, instead of coming talking to me, you should have talked to them? When you heard them, tell them, Ya akhi, taqullah, how are you talking about this brother and he's not even here? Now he's going to listen, oh yeah, now he's going to come to you to cause problems. So Allah salamu alayhi. Namamun are worse people, akhi, in any community. They destroy the communities. And namam, inshallah, protect us. Rabi'an. أن أي هذا رابعا خامسا حماية التوحيد عما يخل به من الأقوال والأعمال. Every Muslim should try their best to protect their tawheed against the practices and the sayings that may impair its imperfection. I know, you gotta try, أخي. You learn the tawheed, but also you learn the things that nullify tawheed or impair its imperfection. And this is the best book. Because we've been, as you see, if you go back to this book, and this book, subhanAllah, this book is not something now, when you hear this is the chapter before the last, you're like, okay, we finished. No, you never finish from Tawheed. The ulama, they mentioned that, Sheikh, for example, Mashayikhuna, from the example, Sheikh bin Baz, Rahimahullah, that this book is written to him many times a day. Many times a day. Not the whole book, but people coming. Every day you find couple of students around the Sheikh, they read chapters. That's how the ulama, they do it. You see, the ulama, those who've been around them, they know, they can tell you. They don't just give a class in the masjid and that's it. Now they give a class while coming to the masjid, like Sheikh bin Baz, for example. While he's making wudu, somebody's asking him something. SubhanAllah. He finishes wudu, trying to put his shimar, somebody's reading to him. وَعَنِ ابْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ ابْنِ الشَّخِيرَ رَضِي اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ تَلَقْتُ He reads it. As he's drinking his tea, another person reading Talatul Usul. As he's walking, from his house to the car. Here's another student reading to him a hadith from Abu Dawood, Sunan Abu Dawood. As in, he's a car. Of course, the car can hold only so much. So if somebody get with the sheikh, they have a book. They read to him. They get off the car, go into the masjid, they read to him. Yeah, that's their life. That's why one of the students, he says, SubhanAllah, those we used to love when we, those amongst us from the students, accompany the sheikh in a long trip. Allah Akbar, he said, that's the best thing. When anyone accompany the sheikh, he said, I listen. The sheikh, for example, he's driving for like 8 hours or something in a car. Alright? And then the person who's, he knows he's going to go with the sheikh, mashallah, the other people, they congratulate him. Why? Because that brother, he's going to pack on what? On books. And he's going to take them one by one. Shaykh, salamu alaykum. Allahu Akbar. That's how. And we need to do that. If you are riding together as brothers, then one driving, and six, what they doing? Read. Take turns. One pull the tilawat usul and start read chapters and the explanation. And then he get tired after a half an hour, give it to somebody else. Or bring another book so you can, you don't get bored. Huh? Bring a book of fiqh, fatawa. This person bring with him a book of the fatawa. This person bring with him a book of hadith. And now before you know it, you're going from Atlanta to Philadelphia. Before you know it, you may say, welcome to Massachusetts. You didn't even pay attention. Nah, you pay attention, right? But then the road's going to be fast. SubhanAllah. You're driving, you're taking turns. Not like people are getting grumpy in a car. Turn on the heat. That's too cold. What are you doing? What are you looking at? One is reading, the other ones are listening. And you go up, you come down, and you come with some knowledge, alhamdulillah. Now, make it a habit. Barakallahu feekum. قال وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن ناسا قالوا يا رسول الله يا خيرنا وابن خيرنا وسيدنا وابن سيدنا فقال أيها الناس قولوا بقولكم ولا يستهوينكم الشيطان أنا محمد عبد الله ورسوله ما أحب أن ترفعوني فوق منزلتي التي أنزلني الله عز وجل رواه النسائي بسند جيد. Abdullah, you have the book in English?
No.
Let me see the gray means, because I couldn't find it. In the footnote of the explanation of Al-Qawl al-Sadid, they said this hadith is an authentic hadith. Al-Ayyin. Al-Ayyin. So, now this hadith here that Yishay mentioned, Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, some people said, O Messenger of Allah, you are the best of us and the son of the best of us. And you are our Sayyid and the son of our Sayyid. Thereupon the Prophet ﷺ said, O people, say as you used to say. Meaning, call me the servant of Allah and his Prophet. And do not let Shaitan draw you to say what is not lawful. I am Muhammad, Allah's slave and messenger. I mean the slave of Allah and his messenger. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By Allah, I do not like you to raise me above the rank which Allah exalted be He put me in. Amen. يستهوينكم الشيطان أي يزين لكم هواكم أو يذهب بعقولكم. Amen. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث. The general meaning of this hadith, يقول الشيخ صالح حفظه الله. كره صلى الله عليه وسلم مدحه بهذه الألفاظ ونحوها لئلا يكون ذلك وسيلة إلى الغلو فيه والإطراء لأنه قد أكمل الله له مقام العبودية فصار يكره أن يبالغ في مدحه صيانة لهذا المقام وإرشاد للأمة إلى ترك ذلك نصحا لهم وحماية للتوحيد، وأرشدهم أن يصفوه بصفتين هما أعلى مراتب العبد، وقد وصفه الله بهما في مواضع وهما عبد الله ورسوله، ولا يريد أن يرفعوه فوق هذه المنزلة التي أنزله الله إياها. الله أكبر. The general meaning of the hadith, the Shaykh Salih al-Azhar says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam detested to be praised with any of the many words that show excessive praise, and that may finally lead to overly praising him. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described him as having the highest rank of slavery to him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam detested to be overly praised. This feeling springs from the Prophet's interest in maintaining his honorable rank and in giving his nation an admonition to leave out any immoderation as regards praising him, so as to maintain the creed of Tawheed, of monotheism. Furthermore, the Prophet ﷺ instructed them to describe him as having two attributes representing the highest rank that can be granted to a slave, that he is the slave of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has already described his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as having these two qualities in various verses of the Quran. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjidi Al-Aqsa. This is what Allah said. Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب. عبد. Allah praising him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. So as such, he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not need to be praised above this honorable rank granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you find ignorant Muslim, they look at the Prophet ﷺ, ask him instead of asking Allah, asking the Prophet for help. Oh, madad, madad, ya Rasulullah. The Sufis, they even went to extreme, saying things about the Prophet ﷺ that befit only the majesty of Allah. Walayyadu billah. Munasabat al-Hadithi lil-Bab. The relevance of the hadith to the chapter, أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن يمدح بغير ما وصفه الله به صيانة للتوحيد وسدا لباب الغلو المفضي إلى الشرك. The relevance of this hadith to the chapter, in order to maintain one's belief of monotheism and block all avenues of excessive praise which may result in committing polytheism, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, the Prophet ﷺ forbade Muslims to praise him with any words other than those ascribed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amen. Say Abdullah wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مُعَلِّمَ النَّاسَ الْخَيْرِ, the one who was sent to teach the people the good. مَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ, what is some of the benefits of this hadith? قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله تعالى أولا النهي عن الغلو في المدح النهي عن الغلو في المدح وتكلف الألفاظ في ذلك لئلا يفضي إلى الشرك. Using words that express excessive praise is prohibited. Manhiyun an, things that the Muslim should leave alone and don't do, lest it should lead to falling into polytheism. ثانيا تواضعه صلى الله عليه وسلم وحرصه على صيانة العقيدة عما يخل بها. Likewise, this hadith and what the one before is shows the Prophet's modesty and keenness on guarding the Muslim creed against what may blemish it. And the person, as the Shaykh mentioned earlier, also in the benefit, that you have to strive to protect your tawheed. Don't just say what the people are saying and accept everything is presented to you. You know, you worked hard to learn the tawheed, and tawfiq is from Allah. Of course, we follow the means and we take the asbab, but the tawfiq is from Allah. But you have to protect your tawheed. Don't just accept anything. Whenever somebody says something, oh yeah, about the messenger, oh, okay. Nah. قِفْ حَيْتُ وَقَفَ الْقَوْمِ. It's something that the Sahaba, they didn't say about him, we don't say it. Now, 800 years later, some Sufi guy gonna come and make a qasida fiha shirk about the Prophet ﷺ, and then some people, they tell you, akhi, this qasida is not about the king so-and-so, the president so-and-so of this country. It's about the Prophet. Yes, still. That's how they get the people. Oh yeah, it's about the Prophet? Oh, okay, sorry. No. So even if it's about the Prophet himself, he forbade these things. That's why you find, subhanAllah, the ulama, who they understood the aqidah, of course, the ulama, our noble scholars, and they apply it, not just understand it, they apply it. They hate praise. When somebody tried to praise them, they said, that's it. If you pay attention, and for example, and sometimes you hear, they said, oh, there is muhadar of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen. You will see this in many of his talks. When he has this, he's going to give a lecture or something, and you find the person who introduced the Shaykh, as they say, okay, to the audience. And then his person say, "Ma'ana al-yawm al-allama kada, ma kada." The Shaykh said, "That's it, that's it. Just give the title." "La ya Shaykh," I said, "Ya akhi, that's it. That's it. No more. Don't praise me like that." Allah Akbar. Also, another example, Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. One of the main scholars too, Shaykh Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, who's from Maghrib, from Morocco, one of the Mashaykh as well. And he loved Shaykh bin Baz, and we all do love Shaykh bin Baz. Ahl al-Sunnah, they love Ahl al-Sunnah, the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah. So this Shaykh Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, he wrote a lines of poetry, a poem, praising Shaykh bin Baz. And people, when they read it, they're like, subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. Shaykh bin Baz was very upset. Yeah. He was very upset. And he wrote to him and says, why does somebody like you do this? SubhanAllah, you're from the ulama. He said, Allah, you praise me? Why you praise me for? Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Now some people, you find if he's not praised, it's a problem. La ya akhwa, you gotta protect yourself. Aina. What benefit we mentioned so far?
Also, the hadith shows the Prophet's diligence in protecting Tawheed. That was
number two, right? Number two, ahsan. Number three, أَنَّهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ وَالْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. And also, I forget, Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, the great Shaykh. These are the three great ulama, the three ulama for this our time. Imma of this deen, alhamdulillah, rahimahumullah. Likewise, Albani, meaning if you listen to his tapes and classes, he also, when somebody tried to praise him, ma'ana al-an al-allama, he used to don't like that. And he used to make the dua, Allahumma ish. أينام لا تؤاخذني بما يقولون واغفر لي ما لا يعلمون واجعلني خيرا مما يظنون. والله do not hold me accountable of what they say about me, and forgive me that which they don't know about me, and make me better than that which they think of me. أينام. They don't accept that. Oh yeah, who said this poem about me? Come sit right here next to me. You're the main sheikh. They don't like that. Somebody praise them, they don't like that. I know. أنه عبد الله ورسوله وليس له من الأمر شيء والأمر كله لله سبحانه وتعالى. So that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger, and he has nothing to do with people's fate, which are solely determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ليس له من الأمر شيء. All what takes place in the universe, the living, the death, and all that, that's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Aynam. رابعا التحذير من كيد الشيطان وأنه قد يأتي من طريق الزيادة على الحد المشروع. As Muslims, alhamdulillah, Allah guide us to Islam, to Tawheed, to the Sunnah, but we have to be warned against the plots of the shaitan and his insinuations, which may take the form of enticing people to exceed the legal bounds. Because it's like, no, what's wrong? This is the Prophet. SubhanAllah. That's from the shaitan. That's why you find Ahlul Batil, the people, instead of accepting the haq, they want to defend it, their possessions. If you go to them and say, Yahi, you're praising the Prophet like this, the Prophet himself, he forbade. It's like, no, this is the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the best of mankind. Of course he's the best of mankind, but stop right there. قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Say he is the messenger of Allah, he is the slave of Allah. Some of them, they say, don't say slave. Why not slave? Allah said that. Allah mentioned him with that. So Allah salamu alayhi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. By this we come to the end of this chapter. We have one more chapter inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah narzuqana wa iyaakum al-ilm al-nafi wa al-amal al-salih wa husna al-istima' wa husna al-ittiba' وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا